Uncle Roland's Pleasure Place.
Written by someone who's been there, and that someone is me. Have you heard of Uncle Roland's Pleasure Place? No? You haven't?
Oh.
Oh dear. That's a shame. It's a shame because you've been missing a lot of... Do you know what? Are? They are fun words. When you see something that makes your mouth fall open, your eyes pop, and you jump up and down with happiness, there's only one thing you can do, and that is to shout. Like when you open the door to your bedroom and you find your daddy has filled the room with sumptuous ice lollies. Or suitcases full of chocolates. Or even all the toys you wish you had to play with but haven't. And that's what happens to children when they visit Uncle Roland's Pleasure Place. They shout because they know that inside Uncle Roland's Pleasure Place, it's all goody, 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 and they're so happy to be there. Okay, there's lots of amusement parks with big wheels that whirl you high in the air and others that spin you around until you think your head will fall off, and others with trains that race along tracks and splash through ponds of water, and parks that have people dressed like ducks or mice or monsters that make you jump when they leap out at you. You probably have one of these amusement parks near you, with lots of flashing lights and music and places to eat and drink, and everyone shouting and laughing and having a good time, and of course, shouting. Well, I have to tell you now, Uncle Roland's Pleasure Place is not a bit like that. Oh, you will laugh and shout and have a good time, but there are no big wheels, no spinning amusements, or trains that swish you through the water. For instance, there is I'm not going to tell you anything about Uncle Roland's Pleasure Place. Why? Because it would be so much more fun if you find out for yourself. Imagine this. You know how to imagine, don't you? Just think of something like rows of kids all visiting Uncle Roland's Pleasure Place. Some just standing with their mouths open, some hopping up and down, and some blinking to stop their eyes popping out, and some just falling over with laughter. Now, do you know why? It is because there is something very special about Uncle Roland's Pleasure Place. It has been built just for kids. And when I say for kids, I mean just for kids. And this is what is special. Adults are not allowed in Uncle Roland's Pleasure Place. If an adult is found in the Pleasure Place, it means they have been naughty. And as you don't know what happens to naughty adults caught in the Pleasure Place, I will tell you. They are made to stand in the corner, upside down, until all the naughtiness has run out of them. If you don't understand that, don't worry. You're not an adult, so it won't happen to you. Now, I know what you're thinking. I am an adult who is telling you this story. So how do I know what is in Uncle Roland's Pleasure Place if I'm not allowed to go in? Well, when I was the same age as you, I went to the Pleasure Place. And because I'm a writer, I remember everything. That's why I'm able to tell this story. And believe me, when you have been in Uncle Roland's Pleasure Place, it's something you will never forget. So let me tell you how to get there, because we mustn't be late as the place fills very quickly and we don't want you being told to go home because the pleasure place is full. First, you have to find a narrow lane. Any lane near you will do, but when you look along the lane, you must be able to see a very low bridge. And I'm talking about a really low bridge here. Much too low for a car to pass through, but just high enough for you to go under. If there is an adult with you, it is here they will have to say goodbye, because the bridge is much too low for grown-ups to get under. This is one of the reasons adults can't get into the pleasure place. But they wouldn't come in even if they could, because they don't want to be stood upside down in a corner. When you reach the bridge, before you pass under, I have arranged for you to meet someone. It is a little girl. Her name is Mathilde. She is from the park, so I thought she would show you the best parts of the park for you to visit.
Hello, everyone.
Mathilde, you're here already. Now, I bet you can guess from her voice that Mathilde is not really real. Mathilde is a robot who works for Uncle Roland, and it is her job to show you around to make sure you have a good time. Mathilde, this is one of the listeners to my story.
Hello, listener to the story.
Hold on. We can't go on calling you the listener to the story, can we? It's not very polite, is it? But I don't know your name. So let's just say, while you're listening to this story, if you are a boy, your name is Derek, and if you are a girl, it's Deborah. So Mathilde, this is Derek and Deborah, and I would be very pleased and happy if you would show them around Uncle Roland's pleasure place.
I would be very happy to do so. I love showing children around the place.
Good. So off you go with Mathilde, but hold her hand tightly. You are in for a lot of surprises. I'm just sorry I can't come with you. It's not always fun being an adult. Derek, who was a listener to the story, arrived with another listener called Deborah at the low bridge. Holding Mathilde's hand, they passed underneath the bridge, as all children can, and arrived at the entrance to Uncle Roland's pleasure park. Suddenly, Derek stopped and rocked back on his heels. Have you ever rocked on your heels? People do this when they are surprised. Why don't you try rocking on your heels? Stand up very straight. Now, lean back very slowly. Not too far, otherwise you will fall over. Now lean forward, then lean back again. Do that a few times, and that's how you rock on your heels, just like Derek. I bet you cannot guess what surprised Derek and Deborah when they arrived at the entrance to Uncle Roland's pleasure place. It was because when they arrived at the entrance, there wasn't one. Just a great, big, high brick wall. And if there isn't an entrance to somewhere, you can't go in.
Do not worry, Derek and Deborah.
Mathilde pointed to a small square on the ground.
You have to stand in the square.
Derek and Deborah did as they were told and stood in the small square.
Are you ready?
Deborah and Derek both nodded. But suddenly, Derek shouted, Stop! I haven't got any money. I can't pay to go in, he said.
Uncle Roland never charges anyone to go into his pleasure place. He is very happy just to make you happy. Now, can you blow through your mouth?
Derek nodded, and Deborah said, Yes, of course we can. Everyone can blow through their mouth.
Well, remember, the harder you blow, the quicker you will get into Uncle's pleasure place.
Derek looked down. The ground around the square they were standing on had begun to glow. First it glowed green, then it turned yellow, and then the yellow got brighter and brighter and brighter until the light turned white. And then do you know what happened? Steam began to rise all around them. The steam smelt wonderful, just like vanilla ice cream, Derek's favourite Rice Krispies, and Mr. Piggy's hamburger sauce all rolled into one. Deborah thought it smelt like her mummy's perfume, her favourite soap, and a new pair of leather shoes all rolled into one. So they both stood in the square, sniffing with their noses in the air as the white mist hissed around them, making it impossible to see any further than the end of their noses. I can hear singing. Deborah looked around, both behind and in front of her. It was true, there was singing, and it was getting louder, but it was singing like she had never heard before.
How dare you must blow just like the wind, otherwise you won't get in.
I think the singing is telling us something, said Derek.
You are here, hooray, hooray, you've both arrived and made our day. You must blow just like the wind, otherwise you won't get in.
Yes, it's telling us to blow, said Derek. I think you're right, said Deborah, so let's blow. Together, Derek and Deborah sucked in huge breaths of air that filled their chests, and then, closing their eyes and opening their mouths, they both blew out great lungfuls of air. The steam in front of them vanished. They both blinked and stared, and blinked and stared, and then again they blinked and stared. The little bridge and the high brick wall had vanished with the steam. Mathilde was waiting in front of them, standing on. Well, Derek's mouth dropped open with astonishment. He'd never seen anything like it, and neither had Deborah. Mathilde was standing on grass. But purple grass. Yes, purple grass.
You are here, hooray, hooray, you both arrived and made our day. You must blow just like the wind, otherwise you won't get in.
Closing his mouth, Derek looked up at where the singing was coming from, and what he saw caused his mouth to fall open in astonishment again. There were things, yes, things, floating around them in a circle, and the things were singing. And that's where the singing was coming from.
You're here for smiles and here for fun. We'll make sure that you have some.
Derek and Deborah, why don't you say hello to the Grinsters?
The singing had stopped, and the things, called Grinsters, floated slowly up and down and around their heads. The Grinsters were oval-shaped. Do you know what an oval shape is? Well, an oval is not a square, and it's not round. It is in between, a sort of flat, round square, just like a rugby ball. The Grinsters were just like rugby balls, but with a mouth in the middle that they used for singing and for grinning, because Grinsters always grin. On one side, they had an eye, a very pretty, big, blue eye that they used for winking. Hello, Grinsters, said Derek.
Hello, David. You're a boy. You're a boy, and it's a joy.
Hello, Grinsters, said Deborah.
Hello, Deborah. You're a girl. You're a girl, and it's a whirl.
I am here to show you the best places to go. the Grinsters are here to help you have a good time in the place.
How do they do that? Deborah could not take her eyes off the happy little oval creatures.
Every time you look at them, they always grin. And when someone grins at you, you usually grin back. So everyone is grinning, which means everyone is happy.
To try Mathilde's idea, Derek grinned at Deborah. And Mathilde was right. Deborah grinned back. And all the Grinsters grinned.
A grin a day keeps cows away. A grin a day keeps cows away.
Do you know what a scowl is? I bet you don't. It's when someone drops their eyebrows down, then drops the corner of their mouth down, and their face looks as if they have just swallowed a cup full of vinegar. Even the word scowl, S-C-O-W-L, doesn't look very happy when you see it on a page. The purple grass that had surprised Derek when he arrived was everywhere around them. To Derek, it seemed that all there was in Uncle Roland's pleasure place, except for one thing, a door. A door in the middle of the purple grass. Now that's a bit odd, isn't it? What would you think if you were in a place with just purple grass and a door? You would think it a bit odd as well, wouldn't you? Derek looked at the door. It seemed a bit silly to have a door without a building around it. And what was the point of having a door in the middle of a field? But Mathilde was standing at one side of the door and she was speaking.
Who wants to go in first?
I'm not silly, said Derek. Going through that door will just be a waste of time. I can already see what's the other side.
Do you think Uncle Roland would waste your time by making a door that leads to nowhere?
I'm a boy, thought Derek, and I'm supposed to be stronger than a girl. So I will look a bit silly if I don't go first, even though I think it's a silly waste of time. Taking a deep breath, he walked towards the door, turned the handle, and pushed the door open. What will happen to Derek when he goes through the door? What is he going to see? Will it be nice? Or will it be... Listen to the next episode of Uncle Roland's Pleasure Park.